Lot to cover. So what we did was we came up with a suggested list of topics, and we tried to organize them in a way that would provide opportunities for us to spend the right amount of time reviewing and discussing the elements that are of importance to us. We already know that next week we want to talk about the vision statement. However, because it will be the first time we go into just chapters without too much presentation from the consultant staff, we feel it would be a good opportunity to dive into elements such as the housing element and the utilities element, which maybe don't have a lot of controversy attached to them, but could provide opportunities for us to feel out the right way to discuss these chapters, go through the things of importance, and then complete them so that we can continue through our review. So knowing that it'll be the last meeting before January, is council comfortable looking at the vision statement next week and then going through the housing and utilities chapters?
Janelle, can we just check, not that we would change it, but we let Hans know because he played a significant role in the utilities.
Absolutely, and we'll let community development know as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So we'll let whatever agency or department know that we'll be discussing that one. So, and if Hans can't make it, I know he'll send somebody.
Yeah.
But he'll do his best to be here.
Yeah.
But I guess the public will be notified right now that it's housing and utility a week from now.
Correct.
That would be the agenda.
Goes up.
Post the agenda this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it also appears on the comp plan website. These agendas actually appear more even than regular ones. It seems like, you know, there's more places they show up because of the comp plan work. So people will know.
And not to jump ahead, but should we talk about the items that we're going to put on January 3rd and maybe 31st?
We can do that too. Yeah, and I have a list.
If the public has a real interest in something that's on the 3rd, they can rearrange their schedule to be here, right?
One of the comments, I think somewhere along the conversation, was one of the persons doing it before that meeting coming up, because you don't know, say if we posted something for the 3rd and the 31st, and we didn't get done the 3rd, we couldn't get to the 31st, we already said it's already out there, then we couldn't do it. If you don't do it, don't say anything until the week, the 2 weeks before or whatever, so you know you're through that subject. Is that one?
Yeah, I think the intent is the last item on the agendas will be discussing what to discuss at the next meeting. Like today, I don't think we determined, well, we need to put the vision back on the agenda. So we'll know ahead of time. It's like, okay, so we know we need to put the vision back on for next week's agenda, and then next week we'll see how utilities and housing goes, and the vision goes, and it's like, well, do we need to then put one of those back on the next agenda, or do we want to move on to something else? Because it's going to be a rolling thing, and again, we can post, we have to post the notice 7 days in advance. We also post it on the comp plan website, and we try to update the Facebook and Twitter accounts so people know, and we do try to send an email blast to everybody, all the almost 300 people who've signed up for that, so they know what we'll be discussing at the next meeting.
I understand what everybody just said, but it's a 7-day notice for
it'll be 14
important
days from now on out, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true.
14. It's every other week.
Real quick, Mr. Cole, too. I think one of the things that we're looking at doing, because, for example, the transportation/mobility element is more complex than the others. And it reaches out to several others. I think we're going to have multiple discussions. So we'll be probably looking at that, depending on DLDOT's availability, January 3rd or 31st initially, and then coming back to it also at the end. So that one's going to be one of the next few we get into here.
I'm just going to raise this. I'm looking at the schedule. Is there any way you could look at any open afternoons, and we schedule 1 to 6? Are there any open afternoons between now and April?
No.
There isn't, okay.
Oh, April.
I mean, I'm talking about that we can plug in some of these, because today we took about 3 hours, when you take it all into consideration. So we don't know, I mean, chances of it taking 5 hours are probably not going to be the same all the time. But anyway, is it possible to look at our calendar, and since we're already here, we start at 1 o'clock and we take an afternoon? And
I think the only time would be the month of April, because I think you are scheduled out all the way through March with hearings every afternoon.
Then that's just my question.
Right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
We've got public hearings scheduled through March.
Then it doesn't have so much of an impact.
We did take a look at that. There is a potential, as we work through this, we may have, you know, she publishes her notices so far out in advance, and we scheduled it, and it's staggered with the commission and the council. There is an opportunity, perhaps, where we identify a light afternoon, and you guys would maybe wrap up at 2 with a public hearing at 1:30 and stick around for a couple hours. If you want to do that, I would suggest that's a big day. So it's entirely up to you. But, Mr. Cole, we have looked at it.
Okay, that's good.
If we were going to do that, it would extend our time frame of public hearings out further for those land use applications making their way through the county.
Mm-hmm.
A point of clarification on my planning documents, I've got January 17th as well. Did something happen to that date?
I don't think so. I think I might just have thought I included John, but if I may have excluded that one on accident.
Okay.
I emailed him the dates because we do have 3 in January.
Yeah, I've got 3, 17, and 31 for January.
You know, you're making it awful difficult to go to Florida.
My apologies. Actually, that was an oversight on my part.
Okay.
Blame it on.
So we do all have those 3 January dates.
Mm-hmm. I have it on my calendar, so I can build that into our process.
So
what date you changing?
We're adding January 17th.
It was just accidentally left off the PowerPoint presentation. So it's the 3rd, the 17th, and the 31st will be comp plan workshop dates.
Were you going, George, to Florida on the 17th? That's why you left that out.
I am not going to Florida.
There. If you know of conflicts, as I've told you before, on any dates listed here, please let us know as great advance notice as we can have, because we are, the strategy team behind the scenes is kind of trying to lay out the whole track in front of us as far as the elements and the workload.
And would you like this to be more proactive and add a third topic for next week, just in case we move faster through a topic? And if we don't get to it, then we know we just add it to the next one.
That would be probably wise.
We could add 2 main topics for each meeting date and an optional third for the agenda.
Good.
Are we done for day now?
Did we talk about what we're going to talk about next week?
Housing and utilities.
So housing and utilities next week after we complete the vision statement. Do we want to add an optional?
Like intergovernmental coordination or something that...
We could do that one.
That is a third option.
Yeah, I can't believe utilities are going to take that long of a time. We don't have much to do with utilities other than notify us.
Well, pretty deep conversation about wastewater and water and more about strategic planning, yes. Pretty interesting.
Todd, on the housing side, do we have any presentations? I mean, on the housing?
Brandy.
It's quite possible there will be a group that will request to speak during the public comment section, because there was for when we discussed this one.
Yeah, actually there was from a group who, that was one of the most prepared ones, in that they came with proposed goals, objectives, and strategies. And a lot of them were incorporated into the plan, so I don't know that the presentation would be all that lengthy, but yeah, there might be.
Your question?
Well, I just have in mind, I mean, you know, we've heard it and we continue to hear it, affordable housing. So I'd like to get some expertise on options.
Oh, Brandy and Brad can definitely do that from our community development.
You know.
Group. And they had a good hand in this, creating this chapter. Like, historic preservation, Dan Parsons had a good hand in this one. Hans had his hand in the utility chapter. So we reached out to make sure we were getting the county's expertise in helping draft the chapters.
And we can ask them to be here, like we'll have other staff members at other topics.
Mm-hmm.
Be present.
And I'm almost wondering, because I've had a couple of conversations, a couple of them recently, somebody from SCORE, I'm wondering if they should or could chime in, maybe on affordable housing.
They can certainly come speak to the public comment, too.
Sign up.
And a lot of times we...
They could have been doing that this whole process. I mean...
Yeah, and they did some, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Pipe were in there.
And it takes a level of coordination from this group now to reach out to them. So, for instance, we had other outside-the-county experts come in and speak. I'll give you an example of the co-op. Mr. Andrews came in and made a presentation at the commission's request.
Right.
If we have a request of SCORE, some other topic that we want someone to come in, you know that they'll have some input on the topic. We should make that outreach, and it doesn't take a vote or anything.
Sure.
You know, just an email to the person to say, hey, you may want to come in.
Do you guys want to reach over to Merritt and just say, hey, this is the beginning of our agenda. If you guys want to send somebody over who's, you know,
are we reaching out to Bill?
That's up to you all.
Was it valuable?
It was, because he talked a lot about, if I remember right, broadband.
I'd like to hear from him.
Yeah, that's fine. We can.
Yeah.
You should turn on radio this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to him maybe for half an hour.
Now, pending availability, of course.
Sure.
We can do that. Okay. I would say I am pretty sure I remember there were things that Brad and Brandy wanted to talk about, and there were some nuances to the final draft that maybe they would like to see some changes to that. They would like to see the county go a little further in some of their housing discussions. So we need to make sure that that's highlighted. I think some of it got pulled, that we need to make sure that they're aware that there was some changes done to that, and specifically to affordable housing.
As we go through this, you are going to, on each chapter, bring us up to date every time on things that were pulled out and not put in that were suggested.
That's correct. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, there wasn't that much in historic preservation.
The whole thing.
Were the speakers like Mr. Andrews an offensive move by the commission to them, or was it a defensive move from them to the commission?
It was probably a blend. Some came in fairly comfortable that they were offering good ideas. Others felt that maybe there should be more done, and so I guess it depended on the speaker.
Yeah, I just think that I think, just to use Bill as an example, I think he's pretty good expert on his side of utilities, broadband, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's worth hearing. I think we ought to solicit that if we should do that, but it would be, is that an individual call by one of us? Is that how it works?
Well, I would say that it probably should go through Todd's office, just so we know.
Just a coordination.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, if you leave here today and you thought, darn it, I should have thought about Bill Andrew, absolutely. It doesn't take, I don't want you to think it's got to be here and it's got to be by a vote.
We're reaching out to you to reach out to him. We're not reaching out to Bill to reach out to you.
Or just either way. Yeah. But
as long as it hubs back to you.
So we don't have five presenters and all of a sudden we've lost time, or we're out of time, or we're not on the right date, or what have you.
Right. I understand.
Well, I happen to be an advisory to the co-op, and I am on co-op. And as far as broadband, you can forget broadband coming through co-op, because it's worthless thinking that you can put broadband across electricity. It won't work. It just doesn't work. I can tell you that right straight out. We've done made that decision. It's not going to work.
I got a...
Where are we?
I got a question. When we first started, we had a list of what the council had talked to you about. And the one issue I had was about the creating an ag district. When we get to that point, on that those list of things that council people had concerns about, you're aware of them. Have you done anything to prepare yourself with suggestions on how to achieve that goal? Let's say for instance, my concern of creating this ag district with these preservations lands and expanding from that. But anyway, when we get to that point, will you have any suggestions, any comments, or are you just going to look at us and say, what do you all think?
We plan to do our homework in advance of those conversations to know what has been done.
Not just mine, but I'm just saying everybody's.
Everybody's input. We're starting to look into what those issues are, how they might affect the plan, where they might have been done well, where there may have been issues in the past, and how we can frame it for discussion.
Is it possible, like say, I'm thinking about myself. It's all about me.
No, I can't believe it.
It's all about me, Mike. But this ag district that I'd like to see created, is it possible that there be a draft possibly or that we could, that we maybe could get to the Department of Agriculture so they would be able to see it prior to our discussing it here, that there would be a possibility that somebody from the Department of Agriculture could come in and give us some guidance?
I think you've gotten, again, too far in the weeds thinking of an ordinance. If you just want to put in there as a strategy the consideration of adopting
that
and then adding something in the narrative, that would be the way you'd want to go. You don't want to get too specific.
Forget that. I just would like the concept that the Department of Agriculture would see that we are actually going to discuss it, going to consider it, and if they had any valuable input, pro or con, or suggestion. So, because the only resident agricultural guy we got is right there, and I'd love to hear from the Department of Agriculture.
Well, that kind of harkens back to the offense or defensive move of expert people, right?
Right. I'd like to even hear from DPI, our boy, you know, down there. What's his name?
But who's bringing them to the party? That's my question.
I don't know who invites them. I don't know.
At the commission, it was coordinated by the commission or commissioners. Most of the folks that came. Now, some, like with the housing group, they came on their own, but there was outreach that was done. So if you have somebody that you'd like to come, that's your problem.
And was that just an invite to speak at public comments, or was that... You know, section two.
Comment. It was during public comment, but we needed to know so that, you know, if we knew somebody like Bill Andrew was coming and it was probably going to be 20 minutes, we had more than a half an hour of public comment.
Public comment was 45 minutes or an hour that day, so we knew that we could schedule the timing correctly.
Yeah.
But I would have no idea who to contact on an ag preservation zone. I just wouldn't know.
Well, I can tell you.
Because I don't know anything about it.
I think it was.
Seconds.
You know?
I mean, I think on George, on your issue, you're going to have to kind of frame that up a little bit. It's your vision that what you're saying. So
I
don't know that.
I hate to tell you this, guys. I got a staff, supposedly. Staff does it. I don't.
I do think that you know the players in the various fields.
Right, and we had somebody from the Department of Agriculture actually provide public comment on a few other topics when they were here. I don't know about it specifically in ag district. I think McCormick Taylor will look and do some research for that. I'm just not sure who from the department, because it's really a land use perspective. So we can look into it, and if there's somebody that we can invite, we can try and figure out who to
invite.
But
back to my issue, if I'm concerned about the Department of Ag, right, so I call somebody, and they say, yeah, we're willing to come down. What do you got? What am I looking at? What are we talking about? I have nothing to send to them at this point to encourage them, because I've thrown out the concept to you all, and I'm sure they do. You know, to create an ag district can't be, you know, just the strategies and whatever the objectives, right?
You want the vice secretary, you want the secretary.
But I think if they knew we were considering it and they saw some kind of wording to the effect that we were thinking about doing or possibly considering, right, that they could come down and comment. Because I can't imagine the Department of Agriculture isn't concerned about the way we zone property here in Sussex County and the impact on agriculture. And being poultry and grain and all this stuff is so important. And we allow every farm to be subdivided in half-acre lots in this county.
Are you proposing change that?
No. The AR1, no, Mike, the AR1 district remains the same. I'm taking the 70,000 acres of ag district set aside at preservation land, making that the beginning stages of a district. And then... for incentives, we would have to have the guts and do something bold and say, if you are a farmer and you want some incentives, If you want to do any intensive agricultural activities, and that could be chicken houses, the mega chicken houses we're talking about, maybe mega poultry, or not poultry, I just said that, but swine or cattle or whatever, anything that's intensive farming activity would have to go in the ag district. And then they're the only people that get ag exemptions for for anything. In other words, 80% of the farmland's not paying taxes, but 80% of that farmland right now is also residential land. So our AR1 district is a residential district as well as an ag district. So I'd like to create a real ag district, and people who really want to farm would go there. If you want to do an agribusiness, it has to be in the ag district. Because if I have 200 acres and I got a bunch of kids and I want to someday sell off lots, and a guy puts a bunch of chicken houses next to me, it's ruined my residential potential for my land, which is equally as important as the ag side of it, because it's AR1. It doesn't say one's more important than the other. So I'd like to make a district that shows that ag is important. That's the main thing. That's to do these things. But I can't get them down here unless I have some kind of framework to look at or something to give them or whatever.
So are you saying that anything that would be due with ag would be in those districts?
No, you still have the AR1, which agriculture is still permitted.
Okay.
But you couldn't maybe...
How about this? How about Purdue wants to build a new chicken plant?
They would have to go in this new ag district.
But is that allowed by state law when you preserve
land? No. Those preservation lands, no, it's not. I'm saying people could downzone their AR1 land. We wouldn't charge them. We would encourage it and go into the ag district. Those lands, they're restricted. The new lands going, we hope this district will grow.
Okay.
As the district grows.
You're talking about in addition to, not in.
Right, not the land that's been, these guys have sold their development rights. I'm talking about an agricultural farmer who wants to put in some chicken houses. And all chicken houses nowadays are mega chicken houses. Each house is pretty big, right? So maybe in the AR1 district, a chicken house is not permitted. But if you want chicken houses in the future, or poultry, or swine or whatever, large concentrations, you needed to go into the ag district, and that would then they could downzone in the ag district at no cost. They'd also get all the ag exemptions from taxes, et cetera, that go with it.
So
we
looks
we
like
take away the exemptions from the AR1 to encourage real farmers to become agriculture.
You want to talk to 3 o'clock?
No.
So it looks like to me, George, it looks like to me what you're trying to do is force farmers out of farming.
No, I didn't say
because you want to tax their land. You're going to force them into join the
Sam, I thought you were a farmer.
Well, I'm a farmer. I think
we want to protect farmers.
I think we need to protect farmers. I think you're trying to put us out of business.
Yeah. I don't
agree with your dumbest thinking.
I understand that, Sam.
Well, I think back to Calvin Cole's point, maybe, and I know we have staff, we've got consultants, but I'm thinking that some of this is going to have to come from you.
I'll talk to you there.
I sit here and say he's been ag district to do.
Right.
Maybe so he knows nothing about the farm.
The way it works.
I mean, someone's got to tell him what the general, not exact, but a general.
Yeah. It worked well when we had a similar situation with the commission where an idea would be discussed as being important for inclusion in the plan. We would take that as marching orders to go back and review and research what that could be and come and return to the presentation table and talk about that. As a group, we can then frame out how we want it to be included in the plan. If at some point after that moment happens, we want to run it by a certain group or department, like the Department of Agriculture, that would be a great time to do it, to say, this is how we framed it out. Do you have any other comments or additions or changes that we need to be aware of? We can then add that to a later date on our workshop agenda to come back and discuss it if we feel it's needed.
Yeah, the only problem with that would be, in my experience, we should do that up front, because I think it would be, being there's only one farmer here, the rest of us aren't farmers, that I would love to hear from the agricultural experts saying that that is a good idea, that the AR1 current zoning in Sussex County does not protect farmland. There are problems with it, and we'd like, we would encourage you to do this. And so if Mr. Arlette, Mr. Burton, myself, Mike, not Sam, got some encouragement that we should go forward, because we may never get off first base. There may not be a consensus to be able to do it because we're not knowledgeable enough about agriculture and stuff. But so that I would rather have the experts in first to encourage us to move forward.
As Janelle was saying, though, I think that maybe you're looking to implementation. That's not where we are. We're looking at a plan that sets us.
Well, no, they would just help with strategy. I would just say they would encourage us to move forward with creating an ag district.
And if that is all you're saying in the plan, then that's all you need to say. And then later on, you can work out the details of how it's done.
Well, you just want the consideration of the creation of a true ag district. That could be the strategy.
Other than myself right now in the conversations.
I'm supportive.
Nobody's...
I've said that. Consistently.
But I'm just saying... there hasn't been a lot of people coming up saying we need the ag district. Okay? It's just from my years of being sitting here thinking and watching developments pop up all over the place, large tracts of land becoming, you know, set aside for development, and the farmers around are screaming because we haven't done anything to protect them. So anyway, I just think maybe if we get the Department of Agriculture to come and give them 15, 20 minutes and just tell them that what we want them to talk about is the way we zone here and that this we're considering, or some of the council's considering, creating an ag district, starting with the set-aside lands as the nucleus, and then we go from there and see if it may never grow.
George, before you say enough here, did Plan and Zone, didn't they have a hearing here? The farmers come in and talk about it. Wasn't it open to the public? Come in. Sure. Am I right or wrong?
Sure.
The meetings were open to the public.
They're all open to the public. They had the hearing. How come we won't go ahead and change it? Tell them they didn't do it right. These people got to come back and talk again?
Because, Sam, I'm the elected official. They're not.
Well, you should listen. You should have been here and listen to what they're saying.
No, that wasn't a topic for discussion. It wasn't even on the table.
Well, you should have advertised, George.
No, I can't advertise for P&Z, Sam.
You're jumping way ahead of the gun here. You're killing time, George.
No, Sam, you're just trying to kill a good idea. You are a bugger.
You're messing with farmers. You know that?
You
forgot one thing. What we grow, you eat.
And okay, that's long hair. I think, Janelle, if we're going to have somebody to talk to ag come down.
Could we just do that?
It'd be a good idea at the same time to invite somebody from the Sussex County Farm Bureau.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That'd be fine. Good.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about, right?
I'm sorry. What
is it? That's there should be some
direction.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I would have never thought that. Right.
Okay.
So to throw it back on to us, I think that's good, right?
And we just threw it on the staff. Okay. Is there okay? Another issue is that's what we will do. If we think there's people should come down.
Sure.
Like Grange, Farm Bureaus,
whoever,
and the Department of Agriculture. And we'll talk on that topic. Then we can all ask them questions about, is it possible? Do they see it as being a positive for this county?
And the thing is, too, I just point out, too, that I just want to make this clear for the public, is that anybody has an opportunity to come speak to the commission, and you have an opportunity to ask them questions as well. So just because we're asking the Farm Bureau and the Department of Agriculture, there may be some other group that wants to come as well, and they certainly are entitled to. The only reason... you know, we say invites so that we can plan, you know, if we think that there's going to be public comment like today, which we did in a half an hour, that's fine. But if we're inviting, if we know there's going to be multiple people who are going to want to speak on a topic, we just need to know that so we don't get our agendas all.
Yeah, we need to make sure the agenda is scheduled appropriately.
I look at it this way, Vince, an individual from the from the Department of Agriculture, which is state government, would be similar to the demographic guy here today. He's put on the agenda. Not in the first couple minutes.
We set aside.
Now other people can come in and try. The Farm Bureau. In other words, we set aside people in maybe an official capacity because we've reached out. Anybody else can come and do it. But I think they need to be on a scheduled slot so that they don't have 3 minutes or we're rushed. Otherwise, I believe creating a department of, an ag district is so vitally important to this county that we need to at least talk about it.
It's what you believe, George.
Exactly.
It's not what someone else believes, it's what you believe.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
You got it.
If you're really so interested in what you're going to have last night to the soil conservation, they told you last night how many people I went there, there's 200 farmers there.
So homework for next week would be housing, utilities, and intergovernmental coordination, and we will get you all the different versions of the vision, so we will make a decision on, hopefully, on the vision next week.
And you will send out, you'll send out a copy of the agenda to each council person, mm-hmm. so they're aware of what it is and what chapters to read.
We'll send that out this afternoon along with today's PowerPoint presentation, so you have that information from today that will have the three different versions
If anything is going to be new, we haven't seen yet, if that's available, send that to them or something.
The PowerPoint presentation won't be probably available until late this week, early next week, okay. But if we get it ahead of time, we will get it out to you.
Sure.
But those are the three big chapters we're going to tackle next week, if that's what sounds
sure.
right.
Yeah.
And if there's something we need to invite for that public comment, we can do that.
And keep in mind, Mr. President, if I might, with the PowerPoint presentations, the fact that we're getting out the end of this week or early next week, as you saw, we went through historic preservation. Basically, what was in the PowerPoint, what was in the book.
Sure.
Today, it was a lot of introductory stuff just to get you through sort of the process. So the fact that you don't have the PowerPoint doesn't mean you still can't sort of look at it because it's in here.
Right.
But
it's like, all in the book.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Ratcliffe's stuff wasn't in the book.
No, I will get you his yeah. presentation. I already wrote that one down.
What's George Wooden in there, Doug?
And we're back-to-back this time only, so but yeah. now on it, like, after
it might be
Wednesday,
actually an extra week or so
time
on time.
Span in there to get some things. I mean, in deference to Councilman Burton's comment, it would have been nice had we had prior to 11 o'clock today the three versions of
PowerPoints.
The vision.
Oh, vision.
Understood.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
But Mike, I could handle that one. I could have.
Well, I'm
I
just
could have made an executive decision, but I understand.
We got that time to noodle.
I understand Mr. Burton's concern. He's new to the pressure of county council, and
pressure.
He needs a little time.
And I don't think stress. I don't think we've seen it yet. But if you could just send out to the five of us. Like the one-page bullet point you had, the comments you received back from all five of us, or I got to say
that would be in the presentation.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the PowerPoint presentation, so you're going to get all of those slides that you had today.
Because I'm asking that specifically in a printed form to put in that book.
Yeah, we can print that out.
That one page, not the whole thing.
Mike, one final suggestion, if I may, in that with Todd. To George's point, I mean, I'm not sure if we're going to get what he's looking for from the secretary because they don't do land use. So, as a suggestion, it might be possible to reach to NACO, and they have committees, they have people, county, other resources around the country versus imitating. We could just duplicate instead of creating something new. Just duplicate what's already worked out there. And you guys may not have heard what I just said, but NACO. Yeah, as a resource to
National Association of Counties,
our counterparts, there's 3,069 counties in this country. So I guarantee some other county out there.
And remember, and our staff can tell you how to get a hold of them, and they've got all.
Very likely has specific ag districts and see what's worked, what has not worked in other counties throughout the country versus just trying to recreate the wheel. Let's find out what's worked successfully out there.
That would be the goal, to identify where it's worked before.
And NACO is a great resource.
I know George is talking about an ag district. Wasn't there some conversation, or I heard the term back whenever, about an ag overlay zone?
They're talking about
is that the same thing?
No, it's, I think, different than what Mr. Cole's talking about. This was sort of an agribusiness zone that would be an overlay. It's a little bit about what he's saying, in that that's where certain types of agricultural businesses could be located. But it would be in conjunction with the AR1. He's talking about an A1 district, I think, is what you're saying.
Or just an ag district.
They were talking about in conjunction. We're talking about in place of.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So in the future land use chapter, there's a discussion about an agribusiness district.
Anything from AR1.
There's discussion about the overlay as well.
There's a map of potential overlay areas, and there's a little bit of narrative in the future land use chapter about an agribusiness.
The center of the county, almost up northwest.
It's actually spots throughout the county. It's in the future land use chapter.
Thank you. Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
It's a good thing. I got anything else?
Thank you.
Done.
15 minutes early.